T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Overnight America. A little past 11 o'clock here in St. Louis. It's a pleasure to be back with you. You can reach me on Twitter at Ryan Recker on Twitter. And I got the texting back up too. So you can text or call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Don't exactly know what this comment was about. When you put your hand on the plow, don't look back. I'm guessing that's referring to the snow or the cold this year. See, I didn't know what to expect for snow in St. Louis, so I guess I'll find out this winter what it's like. I guess we're going to see just a little bit worse than normal is what AccuWeather is projecting. But this weekend, we're going to get a, 50 and 48. You're going to be your highs on Friday and Saturday. That is just mean. I mean, that is just rude. So I heard Mark Reardon talking about this earlier when I was driving back in town from visiting the family up in Michigan. And it has to be with Proposition P. Treasurer Tricia Jones comes out against the sales tax hike for police salaries in Proposition P. Calling a ballot measure to increase, the ballot measure to increase salaries for the city's police department, she calls him tone deaf. St. Louis Treasurer Jones on Tuesday joined activists and advocacy organizations who denounced the proposed half-cent sales tax increase at City Hall. Tone deaf, huh? Let me take a couple of comments I found here at this meeting earlier with Brett Bloom was out there. I always like it when you're watching the TV news, the local news, and you see one of our reporters in the background. You're like, oh, yeah, that's Brett Bloom. That's kind of cool. Like, it's kind of like cool to spot him. Like, where's Waldo? So here's comments on Prop P.
In times like these, when our people are in the streets demanding justice, asking us to increase taxes is tone deaf.
Oh, I wanted to throw up a little when I heard that. I'm already not feeling great, and I wanted to, ugh. Tone deaf, huh? I think when it comes to politicians in St. Louis, this is what I've seen with a lot of people, including Treasurer Jones here. I feel like they're reality deaf. If they're saying people, especially people here in St. Louis who support the police, I know a lot of people that listen to this program support the police. I feel like when they hear things like tone deaf, they automatically know she is absolutely reality deaf. She is deafened to the absolute reality of what's going on. And she wants to believe whatever she wants to believe. Here's more on Prop P.
We can't say, yes, it's time to go ahead and give money to the police until they do better at what they do.
You know what I found totally hypocritical? She was out there raising money to remove a statue, but she doesn't want to raise money for police. You know, forget the implications of a historical landmark in Forest Park. Forget about all those things. She wants to go out there and she'll raise money and she'll go out there and be the lead cheerleader for raising money to get a statue removed. But when it comes to police, actual people, when it comes to the families that depend on these people, when it comes to their lives, who cares? Who cares about them? Seriously. I'm getting sick of the politicians in St. Louis continuously winding up and slapping police right across the face. This is getting absolutely ridiculous. Oh, I got another clip. Can it get any worse? Let's listen.
It doesn't make sense for us to allocate any more money until we have accountability metrics that would really show that it would go to them.
Oh, okay. 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 So you'll be fine with it if we can prove to you it'll actually go to police? Like, you'll be fine with it then? Okay. I find that hard to believe, and it seems like that may be something that is not true coming out of your mouth. On November 7th, voters will decide on the fate of Proposition P, which will bring roughly $20 million in revenue, $13 million of which will be used to help the city hire more police officers and raise their pay. I think they already negotiated $6,000 per officer, contingent on Prop P's passage. So you got to believe there's a lot of police officers. I know police listen to this program at night. I know a lot of police officers listen to the program. You want to know why? Maybe I shouldn't say this. Am I going to get in trouble for saying this? I probably won't. We have a police scanner. All the news organizations have police scanners. There's been times where I've been out in the newsroom, I've heard the scanner go off, and I heard Camo X on it, like in the background. That's kind of cool, right? Can I get in trouble for saying that? I don't know if I can get in trouble. That's fine. But I know police officers listen. And when you work at night, let's be honest, what are the things you see at night? You probably see shootings, stabbings, drunk drivers, people driving off the road, people getting hit. Things that no one wants to walk into and have to deal with. Domestic violence, home break-ins, standoffs. It's things police officers have to deal with day in and day out. I swear if the treasurer had to deal with even 1% of what a police officer has to deal with in a week, that she would be calling for everyone to get raises in the police department. I feel like if she had to literally deal with 1% of what an average police officer here in St. Louis has to deal with, she'd be like, yeah, you absolutely believe it. You know, it's like the guy that goes off to work and you have, like, for example, with me, my wife is a stay-at-home mom. I work here at KMOX. When we had our son, we decided she's going to quit her job and be a full-time mom because we want to have more children. It's like me coming home at the end of the day and saying, oh, honey, you've been home all day just playing around with the kid. How hard can that be? And she looks at me and she gives me that look like, oh, you're gonna pay for that. And then one day she has to leave like on the weekend and you have to take care of the kids alone. And you're like totally exhausted by the time she comes home. You're like, I'll never doubt you again. If she would have one of those moments, and I think a lot of the people would realize what the police have to go through on a daily basis, maybe she would have a change of heart. Unfortunately, they're reality deaf. So let's talk about Proposition P. Do you support it? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. What are your thoughts on this on Overnight America KMOX?
This is Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
Prop P. So what's going to happen here? They're trying to retain good police officers here. They're trying to make sure that the police officers here know they are appreciated and they're getting the job done. Unfortunately, when it comes to the elected officials, they don't really feel that way. In fact, they feel this way.
In times like these, when our people are in the streets demanding justice, asking us to increase taxes is tone deaf.
So what's justice, by the way? So is justice only your agenda? Is that what justice is? Forget about what the courts say. Forget about what truth is. Justice is only in the eye of the beholder. It's only justice if you think it's justice. You know how stupid that sounds? So what's your thought on Proposition P? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Do you support earmarking this money for police? They got to pass it first. Let's go to Dane, who's calling in from Alton. Dane, what's up?
Hey, not much, Ryan. How you doing this evening?
Good.
Well, I tell you, if I was in St. Louis, of course, I'm in Illinois, but if the same thing was presented here in Illinois, I would go for it. I would be for it. After I heard what Elizabeth Snyder said on the news report.
Well, why would you be for it? Let me start with there. So you're not someone that's going to be able to vote on this November 7th, but why would you be for it?
I'm in favor because, you know, we don't know what the police officers have to go through, you know, especially working at night. And I think if they pass Proposition P, then all the good officers won't be leaving the St. Louis City.
Yeah, Dane, they already are. You know, there's the officers are better in these other surrounding areas. They don't have to deal with as much there. And they actually get support from the places they're going to. And we can't even get back up to a level where we need to be for police. We're still down. And we can't get back up. You know what? The recruiting is, think of it. We're trying to recruit a new police chief here in St. Louis. And what are we trying to say to that new police chief? Congratulations. The elected officials are going to be working against you. You're not going to be able to pay your officers a better wage. Your competition is going to be around you. And they're going to want to leave because they don't want to deal with this garbage. Here you go. Take this mess. Try to change it. Good luck. I mean, what message are we trying to send to the next police chief?
That's what I'm saying. It's like we're telling a police chief, well, you know, here you go. And then he says, well, I don't want to deal with this crap.
Seriously. They don't want to have to deal with it. All right. Hey, Dane, thank you for calling in. Tell all your friends in St. Louis how important this issue is.
I will. Thank you very much, Ryan.
Thank you. Let's go to Claire, who's calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Claire.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. I was just calling in. I listen every night, and I'm engaged to a police officer.
In St.
Louis City.
Okay.
And we've actually been together for 9 years, so I watch what goes on, what happens to him every day. And, you know, what people don't understand is what you were talking about, how they have literally 5 seconds, sometimes less, to make life or death decisions. And everybody wants to play Monday morning quarterback and all of that. But what a lot of them don't understand is these police officers have to then go out and do secondary and third jobs because the salary does not pay enough in and of itself to support just two people. Like, I also work, but if I didn't, we couldn't make it just on his salary from being a police officer. We have a one-bedroom house. We don't live like some king and queen. And also, when they're done doing their secondary and maybe security on the weekends or whenever their days off are for a third job, they're also doing it that when they live in the city, there's constant things that happen in the city on the streets. And like, there'll be a domestic and he'll hear it three houses down and he'll go running so that his fellow officers don't have to respond to that. And that's when he's at home with me and he does that too, to try and keep the neighborhood safe and stable. And it's like, it's never ending. It's a job that they never stop doing. They're doing it. If they're awake, they're doing that job.
Yeah.
And people do not realize how much of their life is that job. And there's not enough money, in my opinion, that they could pay them. And I'm not saying that because I would benefit from this. I'm just saying it because, oh my God, they are so woefully underpaid. And he's already got two way better, you know, offers from the county. And he's weighing them, and he's about ready to leave. We've been in this city forever, and we're ready to just pull up stakes and leave.
I know.
And they're offering $17,000 more out in the county somewhere where they want him. Why would we stay?
He's not alone. I got to imagine a lot of his colleagues are under that same pressure to say, why am I here? Why am I taking this abuse? And why am I dealing with all this?
Exactly. Especially when they're being treated so crappy by so much of the population. I mean, there's a lot of Blue Lives Matter people, and we appreciate every single one of them. But, you know, it just seems like the people that are like, you know, hate the pigs, hate the cops, they're the ones that are the most vocal, that get the most TV time, they get in front of the microphones the most. And it's just so maddening when you watch how hard they work and how exhausted they are emotionally and physically.
Claire, I get it. I emotionally, big time. And I feel like there's a lot of support out there for them, but you wouldn't be able to see it if you just listened to some of these elected officials, including our treasurer here, Treasurer Jones. Hey, Claire, thank you for sharing your story. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
That's important to point out. You know, what happens when all the police officers leave and you can't hire new ones? So you're going to get not just a bunch of rookies, you're going to get people that were picked over. So what do you want? You want this city to be run by protesters? Is that what you want the city? Do you want the people that walk through the streets throwing bricks through windows, smashing stuff up, wanting to just create chaos, anarchy, or whatever it is? Is that who you want running this city? Seriously, Treasurer Jones, and you wanted to run for mayor. Are you kidding me? You are so underprepared for this. Let's go to Keith, who's calling in. Keith, what's going on?
Hey, man. Yeah, I believe Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. I believe that we have a issue with police brutality. I believe it is a thing. It's a real thing here in St. Louis and all around the country. And I believe that something has to be done about that. But in this particular case, we're punishing the good policemen by not passing this. I work for a railroad, and say for instance, Acme Railroad is paying $5 an hour and Joe's Railroad is paying $6 an hour. It's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to stay somewhere and make less money and have to do more work? St. Louis is a big city and we have a lot of crime. We need policemen, and there are a lot of good policemen that deserve this extra this money. And why in the world? I agree with the lady that just called. Why in the world would you want to stay in St. Louis and be a policeman when you can go down the street and make more money? I mean, I'm sure Treasurer Jones, if her husband was a policeman, she wouldn't have a problem having him go down the street to make more money. I mean, it's just common sense. They have to. If you love St. Louis, regardless of what side you're on, if you're a Democrat or Republican, this is a no-brainer.
Mm. Keith, let me just say one thing that you mentioned too earlier, and I think we can find some common ground on this. Personally, I don't think it's an epidemic when it comes to police. All I know is that mistakes are going to be made. You need to hold people accountable for those mistakes. And I don't think anyone's perfect. I don't think anyone's perfect. But I guess I don't see it as a giant systemic issue with all the police. I really don't.
Well, I think I agree with you. I think policemen should be held accountable. I believe there are a lot more good police than bad police. But I do believe that something that it appears that policemen aren't being held accountable. And in this last case, the one that the city is all in an uproar about.
The Stockley case.
The Stockley case. I think that any judge in the country would have came up with the same conclusion that this judge did.
Yeah.
And I'm a black guy, but that's just to me, and have a limited knowledge of the law. But I don't believe that anybody could have found this man guilty of first-degree murder in any kind of case. And I don't think that anybody that has any type of experience with the law, including the policeman, can say that, yeah, he should be guilty of first-degree murder. He's guilty of something, I believe. But I don't believe the judge came up with the wrong conclusion in this case. But I do believe that it's an issue that should be addressed. But I also believe we cannot not pass this proposition or we're going to be sorry.
Yeah, but this is what's happening in the city. Everyone's pointing back to this one case and they're saying, see, this is the problem with the entire city. But it goes back to the whole mindset that regardless of this case or not, if you agree or disagree with it, why do you think all police are represented by this case, whatever your impression of it is? And that's part of the problem.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Hey, Keith, thank you.
A lot more good police than bad ones.
You got it.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Keith.
All right.
Sensible Keith. Great call from Keith. We got to go to break. Hold on, Jeff. We'll talk more on this. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 is the number. It's Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker, KMOX.
St. Louis's drive time traffic every 10 minutes, mornings and afternoons. KMOX.
We want to take a couple more calls on Proposition P, which is going on. Still drives me a little bit crazy.
We can't say yes, it's time to go ahead and give money to the police until they do better at what they do.
Hey boy. If it was about being competent and being able to do your job, I wonder what your paycheck would look like. Hey-o! That's the edginess you'll get on Overnight America. I'm just kidding, of course. So let's go to Jeff in Ferguson. Jeff, what's up?
Nothing much. I was listening to the stuff about Prop P.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I can vote for it, not living in the city.
You're in Ferguson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not one of those. Anyway,
right.
I think I would. I mean, I would vote for it.
Okay. Why?
Well, the police are doing the best job they can right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a city legislator that really don't support them, especially after that resolution that failed.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at what police have to deal with on a constant basis. And I'm just going to go back to talk about Treasurer Jones here. If she had to deal with even 1% of what a police officer has to deal with, she would look at this differently, I believe.
Yeah, and at this point, I wouldn't be too surprised if there's a case of blue flu that breaks out.
Man, boy. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
I would support that.
By the way, did you pull any pranks on the guest host the last couple of nights?
No, I've been sick.
You know me too. I feel like this weather change has just been messing with my chest. Someone told me I need to get like Theraflu Max or something like that, or Tylenol Severe Flu Max works great, they tell me. So I got to figure this out. Hey, thanks, Jeff. All right, let me go to Jerry, who's calling in from St. Louis. What's going on?
Hello, man. I'm telling you, the big deal we got here is a statewide problem.
Okay.
The governor comes in, wants to bring the minimum wage and not allow anybody to pay more than that.
Wait, so hold on. No, when you say a statewide problem, are you talking about police or are you talking about wages in general?
I'm talking about wages in general. And I'm trying to say that in order, if you're going to have people to be like the police officer's lady called in and said they have to work two jobs and they're really having the problem with that. I can understand that. And it's a hell of a thing to have a job. You got to be ready to do service in order to be a police officer. It's not a job where, you know, you do manual labor or something. And it takes a special person to do that.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, it does.
Of course it does, but I'm thinking that we got an overall bad as far as policies that don't give decent wages to anybody. And police officers ought to get more money.
They should. Officers. I don't understand. So are you saying that everyone should be paid the same amount as a police officer? You feel like, hey, let's bring up minimum wage to $15 an hour, you know, and let's keep police wages where they are. Because that's what we need to do? I don't know.
No, sir. I don't think so. I think we ought to, the dollar's diminishing in value every day.
Yeah, well, so, I don't know. It's been going up and down. But it's been looking pretty strong lately, the way that the economy's been growing.
Well, that's all the more reason we ought to be paid properly.
Okay. What job in particular? You don't think the markets can dictate these things by themselves?
Well, right now we're getting into a thing where we're having a change. The market is higher than it's ever been, and we're lowering business taxes. We're trying to attract businesses and that sort of thing. And you get better people when you have better salaries.
Yeah. Jerry, I'll tell you that $15 an hour seems high to me. If there was a statewide proposition that people can get behind, I didn't like the idea of St. Louis going in it alone to do their own. And I think that if you can get enough people together, get it on the ballot, I think you would probably get it passed if it was reasonable. I don't think you can get a $15 an hour passed. But I think there's some wiggle room there, and there's some truth to what you're saying, Jerry. Hey, thank you very much for calling in. David, who's calling in from Alton. David, what's going on?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to throw 2 cents in. I am calling from the Alton side, so I really don't have a dog in this fight.
Okay.
But it sounds to me like you get what you pay for, and if you'd like a higher quality police department, perhaps you should invest in higher quality policemen. So that was my 2 cents.
You ever go online, David?
Pardon?
You go online, Facebook, things like that?
I don't have a computer at home. Sometimes I go to my sister's. I get on her computer, but
there's a lot of things people share this all the time. They show if you go and do a job, here's what a minimum wage looks like compared to someone that gets paid the right amount for it. They do it for like welding. They do it for pretty much all these different crafts and trades, plumbing, electricians. Keep in mind that sometimes when you're paying for someone that's qualified and knows what they're doing to come in, it's going to look a lot different than someone that learned it based on a tutorial from YouTube. So I think that's what we need to keep in mind. And police are a pretty important job.
I think so, too.
Hey, thanks, David.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. Let's go to Cora, who's calling in. Cora, what's going on?
I got upset listening to all the negative calls.
Oh, I know.
They don't want the police to get a raise.
Right. What do you live in St. Louis?
I sure do. Okay. I came here to teach school because I was teaching art. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot of art in Mississippi at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here.
Okay.
And I tried to get on the force before teaching school, but I was greedy. I couldn't lose enough weight. Anyway.
Cora, so you moved here from Mississippi?
Absolutely.
What year?
I majored in 1971.
Okay.
I majored in art education, and I couldn't get a job in Mississippi teaching art.
Mm. And how long? So you've lived here since 1971.
Sure. And when I was little.
Well, you were here too when you were little. You moved to Mississippi and then back here to St. Louis?
My parents are divorced.
Mm, I see.
And they broke us up, the kids.
Yeah. Well, sorry to hear that, even though that was some time ago. Yeah. So now you're in St. Louis, and you've seen a lot of changes in the city over the years.
And I'm afraid to go even to church at night by myself.
Sure. Can I ask how old you are?
Crying. I'm 77.
Right. And you're not alone, Cora. When it comes to going out at night, being concerned, depending on what part of town you're going to, you're not alone. And I'll tell you that the protesters aren't going to make it safer. It's the,
in St. Louis, that's intelligent, would want the police to get a decent salary.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Cora, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for this.
Have a great night.
You too.
So you're right. Here's the thing. When it gets close to night, I don't want the protesters running the city, period. I don't trust them to keep the peace. I don't trust them to always use the best judgment. Why? Because I've seen it myself when from this building here on Tucker and Olive, I've stood outside in the parking garage and I've watched the protesters go by with their masks, yelling profanities. I've seen the videos of them going up, throwing things at police officers like it's a carnival game. I've seen them smash windows. I've seen what happened in the Del Mar Loop. I've seen what happened just a couple of blocks to the north of us here on Olive. I think it was Washington where they were smashing those windows. I've seen the disruptions all over. You're telling me this is who you want to run the city? All right. You guys are nuts if you think that's... If it's almost like Jungle Book, man. It would be like saying, here, take my kid. I want the Babalu. What were those cartoon characters? I want them to raise my kid for me. It'd be just as crazy. The Babalu? What was Jungle Book where the kid grows up with, like, the Mowgli? Yeah, the bear and, Baloo. Yeah, all those things. And the snake and all those things that were going. Essentially, that's it. All right. Coming up next. You know, we could talk about public defenders, but I want to talk about this, too. If you grew up in this area, especially, we've listened to so many people from around. I don't know how many people called in tonight. If I've lived in St. Louis, I would vote for this. We got people from all over listening. If you know the area, are there any local places that you just miss? For me, I wish I had a chance to eat at the historic landmark, the Eat Right Diner. Now it's closed. I'll never have that opportunity. What are some of your regrets? Like, oh, I wish I would have gone to blank. Oh, I wish I would have saw a ball game there before they took down the old stadium. You know, stuff like that. But what are some of your restaurants you wish were still open? Maybe something you enjoyed when you were younger. I want to take some of your calls on that. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Kelly Chase here, and the Blues return home Wednesday night for a face-off against Jaromir Jagr and the Calgary Flames. Pre-game at 6:30, face-off at 7, right here on your voice of the St. Louis Blues Hockey, KMOX.
So I keep hearing those Blues spots. Big Blues game tonight. I'm with producer Mike Anderson. Forget the flying V on those Mighty Ducks Disney movies. Let's start one with a youth group of Blues. And they go not to the flying V, but to the flying arch. Man, would that be great. I know it doesn't quite work because ducks and flying and migrating and whatever. I still like the idea better. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I want to take Ed's call real quick. Right after I got a text message here from what looks like a Kansas State trooper. Here's what the text message said. We were short 375 troopers throughout the state. It started with Ferguson. We couldn't get applicants. We got a 12% raise, and last year we have hired two classes of 50 recruits. That's awesome. This is kind of the idea. You don't undercut police. Real quick, before we get to the other topic, I want to bring Ed up from St. Louis. Hey, Ed, what's going on?
Yeah, Ryan?
Yes.
Hey, you know what? I think the cops ought to take get the blue flu for about 3 days and let all these big shot.
Yeah, we can't afford that. We can't afford that. We can't afford that to happen to the city. You know how terrible that would be? I mean, just think of the repercussions of what would happen if that happened, if we were, because we're already putting in all this massive overtime because of all the protests that are going on. That's why I'm saying we can't let the protesters run the city. I don't want that to happen. It would be even worse.
I don't want it either.
It scares me. I know.
The protesters and the government in the city, they're trying to satisfy all the protesters, and the cops are suffering. Yeah. I don't love cops, but.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Ed, thank you for your call. You know, you're right, because it feels like we're saying to the cops, you need to be the adults here. We need to let the kids have their tantrum. And it shouldn't be like that.
Well, the protesters ought to be adults too, but they're not.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks, Ed.
All right. See you.
Yeah, I think a lot of protesters are at first. Now it's kind of, it's extended long enough. I feel like we've given them the chance. There's another story at KMOX.com. The Eat Right Diner has closed its doors and looks like it could be gone for good. Man, I wish I could have ate at the Eat Right. That was one of those places I wanted to try out. And I had people tell me, you got to try it. You got to try it. And I never got a chance to go there. After 62 years of burgers and sliders, their location looks like it closed suddenly. And they say an exhaust fan stopped working on Sunday night. It forced a closure. And the 80-year-old owner also has to undergo knee surgery. And he's like, ugh, I just can't do it all, man. I'm 80. Maybe it's time to hang up the apron. Will it ever reopen? Apparently it won't. Ugh, that's sad. Steve from Normandy, Missouri here. You know, I missed out on that, Steve. Is there any places you miss?
Brown's Cafeteria.
Groans? Where's that at? Where was it?
It used to be our Woodson Road over by the airport.
Okay. What did you like about it?
Oh, just the roast beef, the chicken, the vegetables were great. Good pie, good desserts.
Yeah.
The people there were really cool. Just a great place to go. You know, it's sort of like, I don't know if you heard of Pope's Cafeteria. There was one called Groans, though.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of places I'm still learning about, and apparently the Post-Dispatch posted an article not that long ago about some of these delis and restaurants that closed down, and people still miss them. I love finding that one place. It's heartbreaking when your place closes down. It's heartbreaking.
Right. Well, my wife and I, when we first were going out, we used to go there.
Yeah.
Because she worked like right behind it.
That was your spot. Really,
yeah. Yeah, it was great.
And was that like a place you used to go date nights?
No. Pastrami Joint would be another place I wish was still open. It was over in U City.
Yeah, interesting. Hey,
right
Steve.
Right off of Big Ben.
Thanks for sharing those.
Yeah, I really like your show.
Oh, thank you, Steve. High five to you.
You're welcome.
That's great. More people. We need all the, I don't want just some of the overnight people. I want all of the overnight people. I want it all. You know, there's a few regrets in my life. I never got to ride the Back to the Future ride at Universal Studios in Orlando because I've never been to Universal Studios in Orlando. But they had a Back to the Future ride, and I always wanted to ride it and never had a chance. That is one of the biggest regrets of my life. Not that I could have taken my younger self and just said, I'm just going to go down to Orlando. I know that I had no control over that. But I never saw a game in Tiger Stadium either because I didn't care for baseball. You know, growing up, it's like, okay, the Tigers are on. You know, it was fine watching it on TV. My parents never took me to ball games. I completely missed out on Tiger Stadium, and I'm like, oh, I should have been to at least Tiger Stadium once. Now I enjoy going to ball games. It's a completely different thing for me. So what's the thing you never got to try? Are there any restaurants that closed down around the area that you wish were still open? We can look back to yesteryear. Let's do it. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.